Now, Cartax Insurance and the NCT, those three little paper discs you have to worry about, you have to make sure are up to date and displayed in your car window. Well, they could be things of the past. They will be digitised at the same time, with plans to do so being explored by government officials. That's the story in the Sunday Independent by Wayne O'Connor, Kerry journalist, of course. And he's with me on the line to talk about this. Wayne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
This seems to be the direction of travel in a lot of the things, but I was surprised when I read this is could be coming in as soon as 2026, even though no formal plans have yet been announced. What's the story with it?
Yeah, I suppose part of this would involve discussions with the likes of insurance companies and other key stakeholders in the sector, the likes of companies who might rent out cars to tourists and the like. The insurance sector believe that 2026 is when this could all play out. Department of Transport haven't committed to a date yet. They say they're going to come in and outline a timeline later this year, probably in the third quarter of this year. So we'll get a clearer picture of what's going to happen then. But it certainly seems that these discs are going to be gone sooner rather than later. And that would be following a pattern across the rest of Europe and the UK, of course. We're a little bit out of sync with other countries in a way. Like if you even look at the UK, who we're probably most comparable to, the UK got rid of tax discs about 10 years ago, Jerry. And even before then, they didn't have insurance discs on their windscreens. So it is an unusual occurrence nowadays, I think, for there to be such an amount of paraphernalia and documentation visible on our windscreens.
Yeah, so it's all to do with just obviously the need for the printing, the need for the posting, the need of all of that, the excess cost, the environmental situation, that it's just it's all going to be electronic from here or from 2026.
I think that's part of it. Yeah, and it's a little bit more than that, I suppose. If the system is digitised and used in conjunction with the number plate recognition technology available to Gardaí, it becomes even more difficult for people who might be using fake certificates to continue using them. Essentially, the number plate recognition technology would be able to link your number plate on your car to an insurance database, and then essentially the system will be able to tell Gardaí doing roadside checks whether this car with this number plate has insurance or not, or whether they have tax or not, or an NCT.
Yeah, and we've seen a rollout in the last couple of months of that technology that's been described as a game changer for Gardaí. They can scan a license plate now and get all the info there and then.
They can, and the fact that they can do this, I suppose, is already a step on the road towards getting rid of these certificates. I think what's going to be key here is how that does plug in with the Irish Motor Insurance Database to prevent evasion rates from increasing. The insurance companies represented by Insurance Ireland have said they are a little bit concerned that any proposals in this area are done in such a way whereby insurance evasion doesn't increase. Apparently we've already got high rates here of that.
Yeah.
And that's a concern for them. But ultimately it's a step into the future, really. It's putting us in line then with everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Moira Murdoch has been talking about this as well, and they said, look, we have high rates of non-compliance as things stand, so you would imagine this would enable us to bring those rates down if it's done properly, if it's done correctly.
Yeah, and I think that's where the technology concerns do come in. They want to make sure that the number plate recognition is plugged into this Irish Motor Insurance Database, and that we can replicate systems across Europe and the UK to make sure that these things work. Maya Murdoch has said that we'll need a modernised system that is underpinned by sufficient technology and sufficient resources for Garda Síochána as well. And I suppose that's crucial, Jerry, because we all know and have heard in recent months and over the course of the last 2 years, really, that Gardaí are struggling for numbers, they are struggling for resources, and we've seen shift and roster patterns change there. To keep up with the policing demands that are already on the force, and I suppose we need to make sure Gardaí will have the resources to manage a new system like this.
Yeah. Look, I know what you're saying when it comes to that. That's the question of, you know, how it will be done, how it will be rolled out, how it might improve. There will be a question, as there is as well, Wayne, with all of this, when you're changing something that is, I won't say time-honoured, but, you know, as traditional as getting your disc and it's in your hand, you put it into the little pocket on your window screen or your windscreen. What happens to people who aren't online, who aren't digital minded in this new world from 2026?
There's still a little bit of uncertainty around that, I suppose, Gerry, because the Department of Transport haven't actually outlined their plans. I suppose the one thing we do know at the end user stage of this is that essentially when you'll no longer get your tax disc in the post, you'll never have to go through the task of trying to rip it out from the paper without ripping the disc up, which is something I find tricky. But in terms of how we go about actually taxing our cars or insuring our cars, there's been nothing said about changes there yet, so it's hard to say if there will or won't be changes, but it's hard to imagine they'll make life too difficult for people to go out and tax their cars, given that it's in their own best interest and they'll get money off of us if we are taxing our cars, Gerry.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'll try and make it as easy as possible and as quickly as possible to get it done. Wayne, from that point of view, the bigger question, and you mentioned it already, is the number of Gardaí that are out there on our roads. The amount of Gardaí are there to try and clamp down on evaders and people who are driving uninsured by 2026. You would imagine when this is being rolled out that we'd have more numbers out there doing what needs to be done to make our roads safer.
Yeah, but I suppose that's been a key question that's been put to the Justice Minister in recent months, hasn't it, and the Garda Commissioner as well, and they've always assured us there's more numbers on the way, there's more resources going to be put into this. Now, 2026, I suppose, is still 18 months away. We'll probably see some increases maybe in Garda numbers in that time, but it's hard to put an accurate figure on what exactly we will have and whether the numbers will be resourced enough so that Gardaí can manage this system. So there's still a lot of question marks over this plan to remove the tax discs and insurance discs from our windscreens. But I suppose what we do know is it's inevitable now in the next few years that we are going to have that system and that we are going to be more modernised. Yeah.
Okay, Wayne, listen, great stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us and underlining that story for us on the programme this morning. Wayne O'Connor there, writing with Sunday Independent about the digitalisation of the disc system that we have in this country.